Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, it truly is Groundhog Day because my dream last night, I woke up. The alarm went off.
Is this a melatonin dream now?
No,
I'm drinking. A non-melatonin dream.
I'm drinking.
All right, this is just an anxiety dream.
Well, but I was drinking. Yeah, well, of course they're anxiety. They're pandemic dreams, obviously. But I was dreaming, and we were saying goodbye. We had just done a radio show. I was doing a radio show in my dream. We said goodbye, and you know how your... I don't know how this works. I do not know how your brain... this is one thing I would like to see if they could study this. I'm sure they have. How your brain's dreams coincide with the alarm going off. So basically, in my dream, I'm going, basically what I would do here in about 3.5 hours, 4.5 hours. All right, we'll see you later. We'll see you later. Bye. And then I said that in my dream, and my alarm went off. And I woke up, and I said, and the dream wasn't a bad dream. We were just doing the show. Nothing was going wrong. And I'm thinking, why do I have to go to work? Did we just do the show? It was weird. Yeah. So, okay, we'll see you later. Bye. My alarm went off, and I went hit it. I go, oh, geez, I was dreaming we were doing the show, and I got to get up and do the damn show. All right. So that's what it is. That's Groundhog Day.
I didn't have a dream, but I woke up this morning really hoping it was Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not. It's Friday, but it is the weekend.
Well,
I saw somebody not really admonish you, just bring up the fact that somewhere on Facebook, basically, not even just being nice, just saying that since you don't get out, I don't know what's wrong. Oh, I said Mike.
Oh, I don't see.
Oh, I said Mike. Yeah, okay.
I don't see what's going on.
There are people out.
At the stores.
It's great. No, not just stores. I drove past a bar yesterday. I saw people at the bar. At the tables in the bar. I'm not going to do that. Because like Nick said yesterday, and like I think my wife even said, I thought I missed restaurants and bars 8 weeks ago. And it turns out I don't. Mainly because I don't want to be nervous in a bar. I was in Lowe's for 5 to 10 minutes 2 days ago, and I wanted to get the hell out of there. Can you imagine? Is it on the outpost?
Oh. Yeah, see, you're the one. That should be admonished, because more than one person...
No, I wore a mask.
...from your household gets out of the house. I don't leave the house.
Yeah, but we do, and so does Puss gets out of the house.
I know.
Yeah. But most people do, Todd.
I know, but I'm fortunate that...
But you do get out of the house. You come here every day.
Yeah, Christy is able to run all the errands for me. I mean, if there's any groceries to be picked up, if there's...
No, my wife does grocery shopping. Yeah. I don't go to the grocery store.
Any dinner to be picked up. You know, Christy does all of that. All right. I don't do any of that.
Rightly so. What it should be is you should be doing everything, technically.
You think?
Yeah, because she's not going anywhere. And you do get to go out.
I think she has a better immune system, which is why
she's the one given.
That goes out.
That's a given. Well, once again, I think it feels like we're talking to two different bunches of people, at least in our city of Omaha, because they did reopen a lot of stuff Monday. And the roads are packed. Roads are packed. People are doing things. And I
have
100 new cases in this county as of yesterday.
I don't know. At least a half a dozen invitations.
Well, I'm not going to go anywhere.
To go golf this weekend.
Oh, yeah,
weekend. I still, you know, as much as I love the game, as much as I really want to get out, as much as I want to golf, I just can't bring myself to reconcile going out in the crowd.
Well, you know what? I haven't done anything for fun. If you're insinuating that, I haven't done anything for fun.
Yeah.
I've done errands where I had to be somewhere for a split second and get the hell out. Errands. I don't do anything for fun. You know, this is what I do for fun. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen because we're going to get sick and more people are going to die. But, hey, the economy's opening up. The party of life will tell you that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
See, Craig Evans, Nick Allen, and,
on the other hand,
Nick Hoff, comedian Nick Hoff's going to be on the program.
The restaurant that we ordered dinner from last night has opened up.
Yep.
But nobody's going there.
Yeah.
Christy was talking to the lady. I think she was familiar
with her. I think most people are not going to go anywhere. But, of course, you know, this bar drove past. Of course, there was people in there.
And they said they maybe serve 2 to 3 people a night. And I was thinking, well, what about, you know, because I have an anniversary coming up on Sunday. Could you find out if there's going to be
anybody there?
No one in the restaurant?
Right.
Then I might be willing to go out if we had the entire restaurant to ourselves, which sounds like the case at this place most nights because they've been open all week and really haven't had a lot of action. You know, can we have the place to ourselves?
The key to that is it are they wiping it down every minute? And they're not.
Yeah.
They're not wiping down restaurants.
Right. You don't know.
Minute. They're not.
You don't know.
No, but most restaurants are not wiping them down every minute. And that's what I did read that a gym is probably better than a coffee shop. Although, I think my gym's not even open, but because they're wiping them down all the time.
Yeah. They've got someone. They have a designated wiper at the gyms.
Yeah.
Or literally wiping everything down.
Everything down all the time.
Anything that hands come in touch with. Right. They're wiping down the weights. They're wiping down the treadmills.
I don't know. We'll take that call. You can call Puss or send us an email. I think Wichita, they're slowly opening up. I mean, Lincoln's obviously in Nebraska. They're probably doing the same thing. Omaha is opening up slowly. I want to know what it's like if you're going to restaurants and how do you feel? You know, I don't think they should be open, but I understand the people are losing their gigs and that's people losing their jobs.
So if you are out and about, you know, I'm relying on you for reports. I'm staying at home.
Yeah, but I'm not really. I'm just seeing. Well, you don't even go in the car. All you do is get in the car and you see people in the car.
Yeah.
Or watch the local news and they do a live shot. The place, old town's packed full of cars. People are going out.
Yeah, see, I don't see that because I don't go out.
No, yeah.
Which I think is the right thing to do.
I know, but that's I'm not going out either, Todd. I'm just telling you that the horse has left the barn, whatever they want to call that. I'm not a farmer like Puss. his microphone isn't working for some reason. That people are out. And your wife probably tells you that because she goes out, right?
Yeah, she sees it more than I do. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Craig Evans. Does he go out? Does Craig go out?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Joe Dink writes us. This is an email. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Don't be selfish, jerks. I would absolutely love to watch a game of horse between Todd and Tyler on the Zoom. It would be incredible because Todd would be high and Tyler would be drunk and Craig and Nick could run play-by-play and color commentary respectively and Puss could round up any squirrels in the neighborhood and have himself an orgy. I don't know what that means.
I know what that means. Yeah. Puss doesn't know what that means.
Please don't forget you're here for my pleasure,
all right.
Joe.
You know what? We get enough abuse. I don't want abuse about our shots. I mean, both of us know how to shoot basketball fairly decent, but I'm not going to play Zoom. Plus, then you can tell where we live.
Unless we get more peer pressure like that.
Then you can tell where we live, and that's nobody's business. That's one thing we try to keep a little bit to ourselves is where we live. We have to have that privacy.
Yeah, once in a while, we like to keep something to ourselves.
Yeah, just like where we live. that's kind of a nice thing to have.
I was thinking about that the other day, and I don't think I have any secrets.
On the radio, you mean?
Yeah.
I was wondering that, too. I think there are deep, dark things that we don't talk about.
Probably.
But
I pretty much laid everything out there.
So we have to have something to ourselves, like where we live. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I guess, you know, I don't give up. Well, I do give up where my kids live. I was even talking
about.
Well,
that's, give them up where they. You give them up in city wise.
Yeah.
You don't. You have one daughter that lives in this town, and you're not going to say where she lives.
No.
So that's different.
But I was discussing my son's finances on the air the other day.
I know. We have a tendency to.
And I'm sure he really doesn't appreciate that.
Once again, you didn't say which son. You did not say which son.
Yeah, well.
No, I don't know who that would be.
Okay.
When it comes to finances, you know, everybody's still pretty young. And when people are young, their finances are never.
Well, one of them had credit card debt, and he took care of it by himself. The other one had some credit card debt, and me and a friend bailed him out.
Got it. All right. I still don't know who that is.
Okay.
Of the two, these are your biological kids, right?
Right.
So you're not going to sell off your stepkids.
No.
That's not your business.
We're disconnected. We're completely disconnected.
Okay, so.
And I think financially, he's okay.
I know that. I'm
I can't
saying,
speak no, for him, but I
think you get more in trouble if you actually called out your stepkids.
Yeah, but yeah.
From your wife.
Oh, yeah. They're fine.
Okay, but so you got two biological, well, three biological sons. One you don't talk to because you just were the sperm donor, basically.
Right.
So the two that exist, I you know what? That's still for me 50-50. Because, you know, I kind of think I might know what you're talking about. But once again, now you're giving up too many. You threw the other one under the bus.
I know. I forgot
by
about
way,
it.
And I know until recently, you were never financially solvent for a long time either yourself. In your younger years.
Oh,
now
no.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah. Since I got divorced, my credit score has doubled.
Well, I know that.
Literally double.
Yeah, well, you married into one, too, you know. You married into some credit, too. All right.
Oh, yeah, I had that. Yeah. And then, like, 2-3 years before the divorce.
What I'm trying to do is, your sons are still young, and people have money problems all the time.
I finally took control of the finances, so, you know, since the late 90s.
Once again, no secrets.
Yeah. I have had control of my finances.
No secrets.
And now they're just lined up to give me money, and they shouldn't.
No, because you end up taking it.
Right, because I'm going to take it, and I'm going to spend it.
All right. We're here for your pleasure.
Yes, we are.
Friday weekend. All right. Let's party. Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.